With the holidays around the corner, now's your chance to save time and money at Safeway Stock Up Sale. Plus, earn 4 times gas reward points on participating items. Look for tags on items like Honey Nut Cheerios. Select varieties are 4 for $8 with your club card. And select varieties of Betty Crocker Cake Mix, Brownie Mix, or Frosting are 10 for $10 with your club card. Maximum gas reward at participating Sunoco stations is 20 cents per gallon and $1 per gallon at Safeway stations in a single fill-up up to 25 gallons. Other restrictions, limitations, and exclusions apply. For complete details, go to Safeway.com.
You are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I think even the guys in our locker room would tell you a lot of guys played well tonight, which is why we won. But they all know he set the tone tonight with his defense and his energy. And what he needs to understand, too, is our guys are looking to him. I mean, when they know he makes us good. When he plays like that, that we got a chance against anybody, and their confidence goes way up when he's playing like that. And I think you could see everybody's defense, you know, turn up when he's making plays like that. So, you know, not trying to single one guy out in a win where a lot of people contributed, but that was an outstanding performance on his part.
Dan Feldman here. Welcome to Locked On Pistons. You can follow on Audio Boom or subscribe on iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at Dan Feldman NBA. Happy Thanksgiving. That was Stan Van Gundy talking about Andre Drummond and the Pistons' 107-84 win over the Heat. Drummond had 18 points, 15 rebounds, 4 steals, 4 blocks. He was all over the place, had his fingerprints on everything in this game. And you can see that by looking at the other side. Hassan Whiteside, who came into the game averaging mid-double digits in both scoring and rebounds, had really looked like one of the NBA's better centers, had 6 points, 8 rebounds, and shot 3 for 8 with 2 turnovers. Drummond shut him down. He rose to the challenge. I think Drummond took it upon himself to win this matchup because these are two players who are going to be competing for an all-star spot, maybe even competing for an all-NBA spot. I think Drummond cared about this one a little more. It showed on the court. I can't say for certain it's because of Whiteside, but whatever the reason is, his effort was there, and Stan Van Gundy was absolutely right. If you ask guys in the locker room, they would heap praise on Drummond. You can start with John Luehr.
He's a monster when he plays like this.
And Marcus Morris.
When he's active like that, he's, to me, probably the best team in the league.
It's not just that Drummond was individually excellent, because he was, but it's that he's not the type of rah-rah leader that teams often need. He likes to be a lead-by-example player, except for his example isn't always great. As we've talked about here, his effort can come and go. It's part of the package, and I'll say this over and over, the total package that Drummond brings is great. Like, you have to take the good with the bad. There's going to be bad free throw shooting. There might be some ugly post-ups. But the overall package that you get from Drummond is excellent, and this is the high end of it. The more nights he can play like this, the better for the Pistons. When he plays like this, everybody gets in line behind him, and it makes it easier. When everybody's active, when everybody has that will, and it starts with him. They look to him. He's the team's best player. Everybody knows that. He's the team's highest paid player. He has this natural leadership position, even if he doesn't necessarily know what to do with it all the time. The other player who's a natural leader is the point guard. While the Pistons starting point guard, Reggie Jackson, is hurt. So even more so, it falls to Drummond now, and he does have to take some of this burden, some of this responsibility. You know, one game is not enough to show that he's committed to that, willing to do it every night, fully on board with it. But this one night, he was just so good, he did it. And that sends the Pistons into Thanksgiving, a day off for the NBA, on a high note. They had lost a few in a row. I'm sure they feel very good winning this game at home against the Heat. The Heat are not very good. They were coming off a loss to the 76ers. I think that provides the right amount of perspective on the Heat. They're basically Hassan Whiteside and a few other players who can run hot and cold. And Hassan Whiteside wasn't that good. So that made the game easy for the most part. The Pistons ran into some trouble in the second quarter when the Heat's mostly bench unit, what is pretty small, with Josh McRoberts at center, And then maybe Luke Babbitt at power forward, depending on how you want to classify that, or maybe James Johnson. And so they went smaller and had some success against the Pistons bench unit, which is mostly bigger with Aaron Baines at center and John Luehr at power forward. It is a little weird to think of Luehr as a bigger power forward, but in this NBA, that's what he is. Even though he's a stretch four, he's somebody who's a 4-5. He's definitely not a 3-4. So in this NBA, the Pistons were a little bit bigger. And Stan Van Gundy said the big difference there was Rodney Magruder, who made the Heat in training camp, just getting a lot of pressure on Beno Udrih, disrupting things. But I do think those things go hand in hand. When the point guard gets disrupted, it's easier for the other team to take advantage when they're smaller and faster and can get up the court in a hurry. And it also makes it harder for the big team because there's nobody to take, or fewer players to take, pressure off the point guard. You know, it's not like you can put the ball in Aaron Baines' hands and ask him to create. I'm not really comfortable putting the ball in John Luehr's hands and asking him to create. He has some passing chops a little bit for somebody who's not quite one-dimensional. He has enough other skills to say he's not one-dimensional, but you don't want to put the ball in his hands and ask him to create. And that's sort of the situation you get stuck in when there's all this pressure on the point guard. So I think those things were related, but not a big deal because the Pistons starters were so dominant. KCP scored 22. Tobias Harris had a nice 17. For the most part, everybody was playing well in the starting lineup. Nobody more so, again, than Drummond. I can't emphasize this enough how good he was. He was plus 33. So they gave the Pistons plenty of room to have an off second quarter. Well, when it came into the second half, and once again those bench lineups were matched up, the Pistons held their own. They didn't really expand the lead or blow the Heat out of the water or turn it around, but they preserved the lead in a real comfortable way. Aaron Baines was a little more feisty. There was a point where he dunked, kind of hung on the rim and wrapped his body around Josh McRoberts a little bit. McRoberts didn't like it. He was jawing with Aaron Baines. But there was really nothing the Heat could do about it at that point. They had their one run in the second quarter, and that was all they could sustain. Late in the game, Udonis Haslam got into it with a Pistons fan. Nothing physical, but as the teams went to a timeout, as most of the players went to the benches, Haslam went over to the opposite sideline, was drawing with a fan, had to be pushed away by teammates and an assistant coach, who some of you might remember for his local ties, Juwan Howard. They had to be pushed away. The fan was escorted away from the court. He was not ejected. I saw him there after the game. It was sort of a weird moment with all of a sudden police and security and the fans in the area all crowded around and up on their feet. Nothing really came of it. I wouldn't be surprised if Haslam gets fined from the NBA. The league is somewhat strict, understandably, about how players interact with fans, and this might have been on the border of what crossed the line into fine territory, but not necessarily a huge deal. After the game, talking to Heat reporters, Haslam said it wasn't anything racial, it wasn't anything sexual, but it was something directed at him, not necessarily at the team, that he found disrespectful. Not sure exactly what that was. He also added what I think was the most telling comment, which was, it was just a long night. And that's how it was for the Heat. For the Pistons, it sends them into this holiday on a great note with a nice win at a time they needed it. They were struggling these last few games to get this note too, especially because the schedule is going to get tougher now. And we'll talk more about the upcoming schedule tomorrow. But for now, happy Thanksgiving, and thanks for listening.